everyone, my name is Amelia and you're listening to Stones in My Backpack, the podcast where I talk about my thoughts, feelings, and interests. And it is finally December, and you know what that means. It's time for Christmas music. You know, I'm the type of person that, like, I don't start listening to Christmas music until December. And honestly, earlier than that, it's just way too early. Like, it should be illegal. Like, what are you doing? Come on. Like, if you start earlier, you're going to get tired of it when Christmas comes around, and that's not okay. At least that's how I feel. Like, you don't have to agree with me, but... Well, you know, I guess I understand why you would want to start listening to Christmas music earlier, because it's fun, and it's hopeful, and it just... It gives you that Christmas spirit. Yeah. But today we're going to talk about music, because I love music. So, Spotify released its 2020 Wrapped in a nice little present for us today. So, we'll be taking a look at what I've been listening to this year. You know, I actually love seeing the statistics for what I've listened to throughout the year. God, English is hard. Honestly, I forget what I listened to the first half of the year. So it's fun to, look back and remember, like, oh yeah, I used to listen to this song a lot. I wonder why I stopped. It's also really fun to see what other people have listened to, you know? Mostly, I just want to see how many minutes people have listened to music this year. Just to compare, you know? I know you shouldn't compare to other people, but it's kind of fun, you know? It's a fun little competition. No. I shouldn't make it into a competition, because it really isn't. But with that being said, I do want to say that I've listened to music for 47,978 minutes this year. That's more than a month in days. I think it's like, I don't even know, more than a month. That's kind of a lot, isn't it? Is that a lot? I feel like that's a lot. I hope it is, at least. Just watch all these people with, like, way higher numbers be like, get on our level. Anyway, so I listened to apparently 1,192 artists this year. So 1,192 artists, including 346 new artists. And that's pretty cool. I actually didn't know that I listened to that many different artists. And that's great. I'm so excited to discover new artists every year. So in an earlier episode, I mentioned that I started watching K-dramas this year. And it was kind of the same thing with K-pop. 2020 was the year I discovered K-pop. So it's not really a surprise that my most listened to artist this year is BTS. You know, and my favorite song, and also my most listened to song by them, is On. And it's such a good song. I love it. And also Jungkook's solo in that one is so good. Like, how does he do that? He is such a talented singer. I'm, obsessed. It's crazy. I mean, they're all amazing, talented, they're geniuses, I feel like. Sometimes I just get a little bit jealous of people that are musically talented and are doing really well for themselves. And I kind of wish that I was them, but myself, if that makes sense. But I also, I don't really create music or anything. I don't, I'm not passionate about it in that way, I guess. So it wouldn't really be fair. I don't want to be an artist, because I can't create music. I do love singing, though. I guess that's the point. I just wish I was that good at singing, but not professionally. Yes, that's what I want. But also, like, in K-pop, like the music videos, can we talk about them for a second? Like, they're amazing. Like, they're so beautiful. Like, the scenery, the choreography, like, everything is just so thought out and put together, and it's just amazing. Like, why is this not the standard? It's like a whole movie production. Like, it's crazy. If you haven't watched any K-pop music videos, you need to look them up because they're incredible. You know, I find it kind of funny that I don't know if this is on everyone's, like, the story with the 2020 wrapped up. But Spotify kind of assumes that my houseplants are standing by my side this year, and let me tell you, they are not. I don't know what I'm doing wrong, but my houseplants are dying. I can't keep an keep an a house plant an house a house plant alive to save my life. Like, I don't know what I'm doing wrong. They just keep dying, and I don't want them to die, but I don't know what to do. Please help. Anyways, but so my boat but most listened to artist this year was BTS, obviously, and then 5 Seconds of Summer, and then Billie Eilish, and then Jackson Wang, and then the original Broadway cast of Hamilton. You know, throwing that one in there. I love Hamilton. It's like one of my favorite musicals. I actually saw it live in Chicago when I was there. It was so good. Anyways, apparently I listened to 290 genres this year, and 87 of them were new. And the top five was pop, Swedish pop, show tunes, worship, and K-pop. A lot of pop in there. Also, I don't remember listening to worship songs, but like I said, I don't really remember what I listened to the first half of the year. Which is kind of funny because my top listened to song this year was Bruises by Lewis Capaldi, and apparently I listened to it 140 times, but I mean it's a really good song and I know I listened to it, but it was like I didn't think that was my most listened to song. So my top five songs this year, I guess, is Bruises obviously, and then Sober, by Demi Lovato. Bad Guy by Billie Eilish, Youngblood by 5 Seconds of Summer, and then Rosa Himmel, sorry, by Molly Sandén, I think. And Rosa Himmel, that's kind of the song for the show Quicksand that I was talking about in the episode about TV shows. It's such a beautiful song. Good, it's a very good show too, so you should go and watch it and then listen to it. Anyways, now apparently I listened to How You Been with Eric Nam before it got 50,000 streams, so according to Spotify, and I don't need to brag, but I'm groundbreaking. I'm sorry, it's so stupid, but actually Eric Nam was kind of the reason I discovered K-pop, which is kind of funny. So I was watching a BuzzFeed video with you know how they do like the thirst tweets videos, and I was watching the one with Eric Nam, and I didn't know who he was at the time, and I thought he was pretty funny, so I looked him up. And I was like, oh, he's an artist. So I looked up his songs. Obviously, I started listening to him. And then, like, obviously, he was a K-pop idol. So then I started looking up more things about K-pop. And then, obviously, like, BTS is one of the biggest ones. So, but I also started listening to a lot of different ones, like GOT7, Stray Kids, Monsta X, NCT 127, whatever they're called. What else? I mean, Blackpink, obviously. I actually haven't listened to a lot of girl K-pop groups, but I want to listen to more of them. I'm just excited to discover new music and to listen to all kinds of things. Well, most things. There are some different genres that I'm not particularly fond of, but I mean, it's fine that they exist. Like, I don't hate on people for liking it. I just don't enjoy it particularly myself. And also, does anyone else want to be friends with Eric Nam? Because I do. I feel like he would be a good friend. Just a side note. Probably didn't. He also has a podcast, apparently. I think I listened to, like, one episode. And I want to listen to it more. Speaking of podcasts, Spotify included podcasts in their, like, Wrapped. Like, what you listened to this year. And apparently, the top podcast for me this year was Simply Podlogical, which is made by a YouTuber that I follow, when her channel is called Simply Nailed Logical. Yeah, it's pretty cool. And then I also listened to Creepypodda, which is a Swedish podcast about, like, basically ghost stories and creepy things. It's really good. But just the same as with, like scary movies or TV shows that I watch late at night by myself in the dark. I listen to this by myself in the dark. And I don't know why I do this to myself. Like, do I hate myself? Maybe. Do I want to scare myself so I can't sleep? No. Do I do it anyways? Yes. And I don't know why. But anyways, I also listened to Getting Curious with Jonathan Van Ness. Also love that podcast. It's so informative. You learn a lot. And I really like it. And Jonathan Van Ness is also really funny. And yeah. Then I have like two podcasts that I don't really listen to, but it's on the list. It's like Mytologer. It's like mythology. It's a Swedish podcast about mythology. And then The Tripod, which is also YouTubers that I follow, like The Try Guys, they have a podcast. But yeah, that's kind of my Spotify year, I guess. I don't really have a point with this. I just thought it would be fun to share. So if you have any good music you want me to listen to, send it my way. And I'll check it out. And maybe it will be included in next year's statistics. Who knows? But yeah. I enjoy music. I enjoy listening to music. I enjoy singing. I haven't really tried making music. And I'm probably not going to try it. Because it seems hard. Difficult. And I'm not very musically talented. Like, I don't really know how to play instruments. Or anything. But I do enjoy singing. So I guess that I always have that. Do you know what I love about music? Is that you don't really need to understand the lyrics to enjoy it. Because kind of the melody speaks for itself. And sometimes you like look up the lyrics and like it brings a whole different meaning to the song. But yeah. I just love that music is a universal language. And it doesn't really matter where you're from. I'm gonna go to bed now. Because, as always, I'm sitting here on Wednesday night recording this, but I took a nap, so it's fine. Yeah, but I hope you all are doing well, staying safe, and staying healthy, and you'll hear from me next week. Bye!